हरे कृष्णा, नरसिंह देव भगवान की जय। सो ऑल ऑफ यू नो दैट वामन देव अपीयर टू सबड्यू बलि, राइट? एंड व्हेन बलि वाज अरेस्टेड एंड ही वाज बीइंग ड्रैग्ड, लॉट ऑफ मर्सी ही रिसीव्ड, एक्चुअली ट्रेमेंडस मर्सी, एक्सटर्नल ह्यूमिलेशन बट इंटरनली लॉट ऑफ मर्सी रिसीव्ड। एट दैट टाइम प्रहलाद महाराज अपीयर्ड देयर, डू यू नो दिस स्टोरी? प्रहलाद महाराज अपीयर्ड देयर टू विटनेस द पास टाइम ऑफ वामन देव्स मर्सी ऑन हिज ग्रैंड सन। बलि महाराज इज हिज ग्रैंड सन, प्रहलाद सन इज विरोचन, विरोचन सन इज बलि। सो दैट टाइम ही वॉज एक्सटर्नली ह्यूमिलेटेड बट इंटरनली लॉर्ड ब्लेस्ड हिम बाय सेइंग दैट आई विल गिव यू अ किंगडम मच मच हायर देन इंद्र ऑल्सो। यू वॉन्टेड टू बिकम इंद्र बाय दिस यज्ञ, बट आई विल अवॉर्ड यू अ लोका कॉल सुतन लोका विच इज हायर देन इंद्र लोक ऑल्सो। इन फैक्ट इंद्र विल बी एनवियस ऑफ दैट किंगडम विच आई एम गोइंग टू गिव यू, सो ही मे अटैक योर किंगडम। सो ऑल्सो आई विल गिव माई चक्र टू यू टू प्रोटेक्ट योर किंगडम। एंड देन ही सेड दैट ऑल्दो यू आर अ डीमन एंड यू विल बी लिविंग इन सुतन लोका, यू आर डिमोनियक dynasty also will be with you, but you will not be affected by their association. And above all that, he said, I will come there and become a guard for you. So when Prahlad was hearing this, Prahlad thought, what am I doing? I should also go with there. So you may not know, or you may know this, that when Prahlad actually had this pastime with Narasimha Bhagwan, who came to protect him, there was an interaction with him after everybody was killed. Lord Narasimhadev gave him a deity of Ugra Narasimha, his own deity. So Prahlad said, I will be in separation from you, Maharaj, my lord, you leave. So Lord gave a deity of Ugra Narasimha to him, which he was worshipping all these two yugas, whatever time passed in between. So when he came down to witness his pastime, and he heard that Lord is going to now personally go and stand there as a gatekeeper in my grandson's kingdom, so he thought he should also go there. So what he did, he gave this deity to a South Indian Brahmin, and he went with Bali Maharaj and Lord to Sutal Loka. Now this part is part one. Part two, Satyayuga, this deity was there being worshipped, and finally the deity worship lapse in between, and the deity was lost. And now we come in Kali Yuga, only 500 years back, maybe 500, less than 500 years back. There's something called as Udupi. You know Udupi? That is my hometown. After Udupi, 25 kilometers, if you go down south, you will come to a place called Mulika Kshetra. That is where Hanumanji had got down, thinking it is Lanka had already come. He was lifting the mountain, and it was such a beautiful, opulent place. He thought Lanka already has come. So he got down in that place. Then he realized that, oh, it's not Lanka, it's something else. So it is called as Vola Lanka. That means like Lanka only, opulent like Lanka only. Then Ravan also had come there to perform tapasya. He installed Lord Shiva there and performed tapasya. So there's a Shiva temple also. Anyway, so then much down in South India, in Kerala, also my caste has got ashrams there. So after millions of years, one Swamiji from my caste, this is an offshoot from Gaudiya Sampradaya. If you read our lineage now, there is somebody called as Rajendra Tirtha, His Holiness. And that branch is my caste branch. So that caste Goswami, of that lineage that time, he was passing by with his entourage of devotees, and suddenly he saw a snake on a well. So he thought something significant is there. So he waited there, and he asked his disciples to search. And in the well, he found that Narasimha deity, worshipped by Prahlad, ancient deity. So he took the deity and took to his ashram and started worshipping. But when he was worshipping, there would be some fires and some fights and some disaster, this, that. So Swamiji was a very relaxed soul. So he understood that some mistake is happening in his worship. So one day, He tried to correct the mistakes, he tried to be more perfect and tried to inspire people. He also wanted to be vigilant. But somehow the disasters, mainly of fire, just couldn't stop. So one day he told the Lord, you know, in agony and frustration, "My Lord, I am so sinful that I am not able to please you, and you are displeased, that's why all this is happening. So now, with you and myself, I will jump in the ocean and end my life." Looking at desperate condition, Lord said, "I am not unhappy with you, but I want to go to Mulika Kshetra. Please take me to Mulika Kshetra." That is called as Mulki today. But technically it is called as Mulika Kshetra, at the bank of the river Shambhavi, which is a very holy river. So then Swamiji took the DT and started walking. And he walked and walked and walked. Every night he would stop to somebody's house, some king's house or some Brahmin's house, and many, many months passed. And finally he approached this place. And he went to that place where Ravan had come and established Lord Shiva. This is 12 kilometers from Mulki. So when he came there, there was a Jain king there, Buddhist. So he said, "It's night time now, we should not travel at night time. So can you give us shelter here?" So the king started doubting, you know, who are these people? Are they dangerous people, good people, bad people? I don't know. So he just plainly refused them. So the Swamiji felt that, you know, in the kingdom, the king should be supposed to be dharmic and very religious. And he only rejecting a sadhu who is with the Lord. Rather, I will walk in the night than taking shelter in such a place, which is a sinful place. So he started walking away. As soon as he started walking away, the bijli fell on this palace of this king. And it became on fire. It caught up fire. And so much fire in the sky that the whole road was lit. And in that lighted road, Swamiji just rushed fast because it was all dark, not pitch dark. He also wanted to have a mashal, you know, all the torch light. But he was refused that also. So finally, Lord created his own torch light by burning the palace. And in that torch light, all 12 kilometers are lit. Whole 12 kilometers road was seen. And they rushed in the night. And early morning, they reached Mulika Kshetra. And they established the Lord in some place. Again there was fire. So finally they came to the exact place where they kept the Lord, and fire stopped. And that was the day of Datta Jayanti. In the month of December it comes, Purnima day. So on that day, the Lord was established over there. And then afterwards the kingdom, the palace was burnt. So the king wanted to actually repair the palace. So he wanted to bring wood from outside to repair the palace. The wood, good wood will be brought. As soon as the wood will come in his border, the wood will appear burnt. You know, you get a good wood and you are entering, as soon as you enter, it becomes ash, it becomes coal. Then he understood that he must have done very big apradh. Then his so-called purohit told him that Swamiji who came, you offended him, Lord is very upset with you, your palace cannot be repaired unless you go and beg pardon. So he went running to Mulki, 12 kilometers, and fell at the feet of Swamiji and said, "Please forgive me that I didn't understand your spiritual power and status. Instead of respecting you, following your instruction, I disobeyed you and rejected you. Please forgive me." Swamiji was very eager to forgive, so he forgave him. As soon as he went back, all the wood stopped turning into ash and his palace was repaired. And he was so happy. Again he went to Swamiji and he told him that, "Please come with your deity to our place and let's have a full celebration, and we will call whole the kingdom to and feed them prasadam, Narsingh Bhagwan Jayanti day." So then Lord was brought to that place 12 kilometers away and big festival was conducted. Even today also, every year on that day, there is a festival in that village. The Utsav Murthy of Ugra Narsingha is taken to that place. There's a very unique situation. My whole hometown is Narsingh Bhagwan's deities, Narsingh Bhagwan's worshippers. Amazing devotion they have got. What happened? In my village, if anybody keeps any Narsingha picture at their home, there will be fire and there will be fights. So only in temple you will find Narsingha deity, and everywhere else no Narsingha photograph at home, although they are all ardent worshippers of Narsingha Bhagwan. And the murti is only this much, Guruji. only this much. It is standing on right leg, which is folded, half bent. The left leg is like this on that. I think left leg he is standing on. Right leg is folded on the thigh of the left leg. And on that, Narasingha Bhagwan is there. Hiranyakashipu is there. With two arms he is holding him. With two arms he is staring about. And two arms he is wearing garland. And mouth is wide open, gaping with tongue wagging around. Once in a year, they bathe him on the day of Narasingha Jayanti. It's a very powerful deity. It's called Ugra Narasingha Mandir. Very famous in all over our hometown. Mulki Ugra Narasingha Mandir. And there are many other Narasingha Mandirs in my village. Very, very powerful. So, when I was researching about our temple, I came to know that this deity is worshipped by Prahlad Maharaj, which is there in the village. Yeah. Yes, I told the story, the Prahlad gave it to one South Indian. It is the same deity is there in the temple. No. But it's very powerful deity, that I can tell you.